The question arises, who would have overpainted a Rembrandt painting? Why would it look like this? Well, recent scholarship has demonstrated that Rembrandt may have overestimated the demand for his self-portraits. And he may have been a little bit egotistical, thinking that everybody wanted a self-portrait of Rembrandt, and he may have turned out too many of them. It's actually believed this painting was transformed through overpainting in Rembrandt's studio by his assistants to turn this into a saleable painting after the self-portrait had become a little bit stale on the stockroom shelf. We won't ever actually know the case. Further research has also indicated that not all Rembrandt's self-portraits were necessarily painted by Rembrandt himself, and that there were actually studio assistants making self-portraits of Rembrandt. The question then arises, are we looking at a self-portrait by Rembrandt, or are we looking at a, in quote, self-portrait of Rembrandt? And in assessing this painting's condition, it's also worth thinking about the possibility that the picture was never brought to a full state of completion in the studio, whether by Rembrandt or anybody else, before it was overpainted. Did Rembrandt work on this picture and bring it to a near level of completion and then turn his attention to something else and then later decide that this was a youthful self-portrait that could be put to better use, and he might have asked another person in his studio to make the drastic alterations that we see? There are a lot of questions involved in this, and it's a tough knot to untie,